A few fortunate individuals witnessed a shower or storm yesterday, and a similar scenario is expected to unfold today as temperatures remain hot and the atmosphere will stay humid through the weekend with virtually no precipitation in the forecast. However, next week's outlook looks pretty decent with shower and thunderstorm chances returning to the area and cooler temperatures. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. We made it through another work and school week, waking up to temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. However, it's near 80 in Dallas and Fort Worth in the heat island effect. Nothing showing up on radar, so a dry commute to work and school can be expected. Today, partly cloudy conditions will prevail. We'll start to see these cumulus clouds build up after the noon hour or so. A slight chance of a late day shower storm. Coverage only at about 10%. Highs again reaching the mid to upper 90s with some areas approaching 102 degrees. That's the heat index value. No heat advisories are in place. Weekend weather looks pretty decent, hot, humid, and dry with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Some areas, heat index values will reach 102 again, influenced by a ridge of high pressure across the Four Corners areas of the United States. All right, here we go. Drum roll. Next week's weather appears unsettled. Front moving in from the northeast late Monday and Tuesday. Most of the rain's expected to remain north of us on Monday, but can't rule out some showers and storms north of 380. Decent chance of showers and storms returns Tuesday and Wednesday as the front moves in from the northeast. Cloud cover will increase and many areas will experience precipitation. Again, Monday through Wednesday, it'll all depend on where that front lies. Will depend on who sees rain and the coolest temperatures. All right, right now, Monday, I'm keeping it hot, mid to upper 90s. While Tuesday and Wednesday's temperatures, again, depending on that frontal position. Right now, I'm going to go for low to mid 80s on Tuesday, cooling into the 70s if you're seeing rain, and only near 80 on Wednesday. Updates again on rainfall coverage and temperature trends will be provided as we progress through the weekend and into early next week. Storm chances right now look to taper off briefly on Thursday with highs warming back into the low 90s, making for a pleasantly warm and humid day. I don't know if I call that pleasant, but I just did. All right, quick update on Hurricane Erin. Haven't talked much about it because it's been a ship storm, but it's been wreaking havoc on the east coast of the United States. It's currently located 425 miles south-southwest of Halifax, Nova Scotia now, and about 430 miles north of Bermuda, moving northeast at nearly 25 miles per hour. As of 5 o'clock this morning, wind speeds have decreased to 90 miles per hour with the storm continuing to rapidly move off to the northeast and will be heading towards the UK over the next few days. Another disturbance, though, is being monitored well to the east of the Lesser Antilles coming off the coast of Africa. Hurricane Center is tracking its potential development over the next few days. This system has a higher chance of moving into the Caribbean by the middle to end of next week. Stay tuned. Have a great day today, a terrific weekend, and enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.